is Betty Trunell, recording at the request of the Decatur Public Library. Our guest today is Mrs. Charlotte Wade Holder, that is Mrs. Jim Holder. We are recording at the home of Mrs. Holder at 805 West Main Street in Decatur, Illinois, on August 10, 1985. Mrs. Holder, have you lived in Decatur all your life?
Yes.
And in this very home at 805 West Main?
815, right next door, 815.
What was the neighborhood like then? What was your house like?
We had a 14-room house, and my grandmother lived with us, and this was all lawn here, and we had a turning pole out in the middle, and tennis court, mm-hmm. and all the neighbor children came over and played.
You must have had a good time.
We had a good time. And we did. We had a barn out there and a horse.
Mm-hmm.
And
what was your family business?
Well, they had a wholesale drug and notion store on the corner of Franklin and East Prairie.
What was the name of the firm?
Wake Cahill Company, and
I
it's
see.
Still going.
As it is.
But not very big anymore.
Uh-huh. But it has a long history.
Yes, over 100 years old.
Well, it sounds as if you had a really happy childhood.
Yeah, I did.
And you've talked about some of the fun you have. Did you have any chores that you had to do as a child?
No.
Or did you have a very carefree time as a little girl?
I guess I had a carefree time most of the time.
Uh-huh.
And
how were little girls dressed in that time?
Well, they wore little dresses, and a lot of times they wore middies and skirts.
With sailor collars?
Yeah. And
I believe you mentioned shoes once.
Oh, yes, and I was very small. We had high-top shoes, usually a white with a little black around the top edging.
Black patent leather bottoms and white kid tops.
Yeah.
And how did they fasten?
Uh-huh.
How did they fasten?
Oh, they laced.
Laced? Uh-huh. That was a big job to lace up those shoes every morning.
Yeah, it was. That was when I was very little.
Mm-hmm.
And
where did you go to school?
Mary French School.
Oh, uh-huh.
Well, when I went to kindergarten, it was the old Wood Street School.
Oh.
That was there before Mary French. And when I was in the first grade, of course, the Mary French was built.
Yeah.
And I went all through Mary French, and then over to Roosevelt in the high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down to Lindenwood 1 year.
That's a girls' school?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What was it like?
Well, it was nice. It just girls in. We always had a pretty good time down there.
Were they strict?
No.
You didn't feel that you had too many rules and regulations?
No.
Mm-hmm.
And then in summer, we always had a nice vacation. My dad took us someplace every summer.
Where are some of the places you visited?
Well, the first ones I can remember was in Michigan, Petoskey, Michigan, and Mackinac. And then we went to New York several times.
How did you travel on these vacations?
Well, we went on a train when I was very small. Then when we went to New York, we drove once, and then we went on the train.
Well, what was train travel like in those days?
Oh, it was nice.
Can you tell us something about it?
Oh, they had parlor cars and ice dining cars and so different than today.
Pullman sleeping cars.
Sleeping cars. And
what were those like?
Well, at first they only had berths, you know,
yeah.
Upper and lower berth. Then a little later they had these little rooms, mm-hmm. roomettes and mm-hmm. staterooms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've gone all ways. We've done all of it.
Uh-huh.
Then we used to go to Florida. We went to Miami several times.
What was Miami like then?
It was great in those days. Nice and clean, and we lived at a nice hotel on the beach.
The whole family went?
Yeah, just four of us.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, my mother, and my brother.
Mm-hmm. Was this in the winter?
Yeah, usually in the winter. Mm-hmm. So we'd stay, sometimes we'd stay 6 weeks, and sometimes we'd only stay a couple weeks. And then, you see, we went to many places. I can't remember all of them.
Well, you said later you traveled on these vacations by car.
Oh, yeah.
Automobile. What kinds of automobiles did you have?
The first one was a Ford. One with three pedals, you know.
Mm-hmm. A Model T?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a Buick next,
mm-hmm.
and we went to New York in the mm-hmm. Buick.
What was it like? How many did it seat and so on?
Well, it had a front seat and a back seat, and it was an open car.
Uh-huh, touring car.
Had to put covers on it when it rained. You had to go out and put
snap-on curtains.
Yeah, curtains on and.
Mm-hmm.
And that was...
Did you ever drive the car?
No, I was too small.
Uh-huh.
That was the first big trip we took to New York in it.
Uh-huh.
Of course, then we went several times on the train.
Did you go to New York City?
Yes.
And stayed in the city?
Yeah. And, let's see.
I believe you also, later, as you said, made some trips by ship.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about those?
First one I ever made was to Bermuda. And it was a nice little trip. Nice. Bermuda was nice. And of course I wasn't too big then. But I remember the meals, the food on the ships are always nice. And
lots of courses.
Yes, about four or five, and then, of course, eat in between times.
Uh-huh.
And then after we got to Bermuda, there was a lot of bicycles over there. I don't think they had cars at that time. I don't know if they have yet.
Uh-huh.
Go bicycle riding, and just a quiet little island at that time.
Mm-hmm. You went swimming?
No, I didn't go swimming there. I don't know why, but
mm-hmm.
and then the next trip we took was the Mediterranean.
You went on a cruise?
Yes, cruise ship. That was a real nice one.
Maybe you could tell us about the send-off of these transatlantic ships, liners.
Well, that was, they'd always have a crowd down there, and they'd play music and
throw confetti.
Yeah, I think they all did it in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And my aunt and uncle came down to see us off.
Mm-hmm.
There was four of us went, the whole family. We always,
Your
the whole
brother.
Family always went together.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we went to Madeira, took a big circle.
Mm-hmm.
All around the Mediterranean country. And went to Jerusalem, which is real interesting. They were all very interesting.
Uh-huh. And much different from the situation today.
Oh, yes. Should say so. And Italy, France, and England, Spain. Yes, I can't begin to describe all of the things we did in all those places.
But you enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was the nicest trip I ever took.
Good. Well, let's go back a minute to your automobile trips. You had a Buick, I think, at one
Yes,
time.
A Ford was first, and then the Buick. And then we took the first trip to Ohio. And the roads were terrible in those days. They were dirt roads. And one place in Ohio, it had rained hard, and there was nothing but a mile of mud.
Oh.
It was terrible. And, of course, we got stuck. And everybody was getting stuck. I think the only car that got through was a Studebaker because they were built up high.
About what time was this? What year?
Oh, my.
Is
that must
idea?
Have been in 12 or 14. And they had to have horses. There were farmers out there with teams of horses to pull people out of the mud.
For a price?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sometimes I wondered if they didn't keep that wet on purpose, muddy, so they could make money. Yeah. And, well, it was about a mile. They had to pull you about a mile. That was the worst experience we ever had on a road.
Did you ever lose your way?
No.
How did you find they didn't have markers the way
well,
they
had, yes, they did. They had, I forget what they call it, markers from the East Coast to the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Just about one, so.
One road.
Yeah. I can't think what they called that. Lincoln Highway or something.
Lincoln Highway, I believe that's right.
That might be mm-hmm. it. And that's about...
Did you ever use the Blue Book when you traveled? Did you know the Blue Book? A guide
yes.
for automobile travel?
I don't know whether my dad did or not. I can't remember.
Yes. But you finally got to Ohio.
Yes, we made it finally. But my cousin lived there, and we always went there about once a year or two.
Did you have blowouts for your in your tires?
Well,
did you change tires?
Yeah, once in a while, but not very often.
Not as much as some people did.
No. That's about it.
All right, now how about other forms of travel? Like, I believe you said streetcars and interurbans went right past the
house.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, they went right by the house.
On Main Street. Can you tell us something about that travel?
Well, the streetcars, they had two kinds. They had the closed-in streetcars, and then in the summertime, they had these open ones, you
yeah.
know. And, of course, we all liked to ride on those open cars.
Mm-hmm.
They went out to Forest Fairview Park. They started from the transfer house and went out to Fairview Park.
Mm-hmm.
And the interurbans, so they went all around, like Springfield, Bloomington,
mm-hmm.
Champaign, and all these little towns.
They were electrified.
Yes, and they had a big interurban station down there between Water and Main on Wood Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I rode one a few times up to Monticello
mm-hmm.
to see my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the only place I ever rode them.
You mentioned Fairview. There was another park out that area.
Oh, Dreamland. It's still out there, but that's where they have the tennis courts now.
And at that time?
At that time, they had this amusement park. They still have a pond out there and the tennis courts. And I guess they had boats on this little pond. It's a small pond. But they seem to have boats. Now, my mother... And Father used to tell me about that,
mm-hmm.
but I don't remember that at all.
But they did have a Ferris wheel and other...
They had merry-go-rounds, and I don't know what all they had. Roller coaster, I
mm-hmm.
suppose.
While we're talking about recreation, I believe you mentioned the fishing club.
Oh,
the,
yes.
Can you tell us about that?
That was interesting. Most all the people that I knew went out to the fishing club.
Where was it?
Had to belong. It's Well, it's part of Southside.
Mm-hmm.
It's Kennedy the old part of Southside. They have cottages out there now. A lot of people live out there. And we used to go swimming. That's where I learned to swim when I was 6 years old.
Is the pool or the pond or lake
the
still
pond,
there?
Pond, rather a pond
now.
Pond,
lake is still there.
Lake, they call it a lake.
Mm-hmm.
And they had an old clubhouse.
This was before the present country
oh,
club
yeah,
was built.
This was right on the lake.
Before Lake Decatur, of course.
Oh, yes, it was right on this pond
yeah.
or whatever, lake, little lake they called the fishing club. And they used to serve dinners out there. And people had cottages all around, and they still do.
Did people really fish? Was it fish in the...
Oh, well, I suppose they did, but we did more swimming than fishing.
Mm-hmm. Was it a golf course then?
No.
Before the golf course?
That was before golf. And then Southside, they made a golf course out of part of it.
Mm-hmm.
They have nice homes around there now. Around the golf course, but they still have these old cottages.
And they tore down the old clubhouse?
Oh, yes, they tore it down. They built this one at Southside,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
Have to belong to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you did with the fishing club, too, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. It's all together now, but nobody fishes out there anymore or swims or...
Uh-huh.
But it was one of the big...
And maybe people have ever forgotten there was a fishing club.
Well, yeah.
The younger.
The older ones will never forget it, I know.
Now, you, while we're on the clubs, what about the Decatur Club?
Well, that was on the fourth floor, I believe, of the Citizens Building.
It's the present Decatur Club, but before they built their building.
Yes. And they had a dining room up there. They served meals every day.
This was a private club, too?
Yes. And they had a big dance floor, had pool tables, and places for the men to play cards.
Mm-hmm. Was it a men's club?
Yeah, it was a men's club, just like the one now,
mm-hmm.
present one.
But women and families could go.
Oh, they could go and eat.
Yeah.
And, of course, when they had these dances, they would go. And so...
Mrs. Holder, I believe your grandfather had a hotel. Was it your grandfather, Waite?
Yes.
He had a hotel.
Yes.
Could you tell
Arcade
us that?
Hotel. Now, I can't remember very much about that, only the fire.
It burned.
Yes. The hotel was on one corner where the Lincoln is, Lincoln Square Theater, and opposite the St. Nick. St. Nick was on one side and Arcade was on the other. And then they had a big fire.
About when?
Oh, my, it must have been about 1910 or 11,
mm-hmm.
something like that. I just barely remember it. They wouldn't let me go down to see it because I was too little.
Mm-hmm.
But all the rest of the family went down. I'd be kind of mad. But... after that burned down, my uncle built this theater.
The Lincoln.
Yeah, and then my dad and my other uncle took it over. And they had stage plays, and they had pictures there too. But I don't think we missed any stage plays or not very many pictures.
Do you remember some of the plays?
Oh, yeah. I can remember the actors, like Tallulah Bankhead and Oda Skinner and Ethel Barrymore and Bob Hope. And there were several others. I think Faye Boehner was one.
Did you get to meet any of these people?
Oh, no.
But you did get to see
them. Yeah. We had regular seats there. To every show, front seats.
What was the building like?
Well, it's like it is now,
it is
pretty
now.
Much like it is now, except it's real run quite run down now, and they don't use it for anything.
Of course, your family isn't.
We don't have it anymore. Sold it.
Did you have boxes in the
yes, theater? We had boxes.
Box seats.
Box seats on each side, and then they had a mezzanine, and then the balcony. Oh, it was quite the theater in those days. And
ornate decoration.
Yes, and people that went dressed up nice, you know, and when they had these big shows.
It was an event.
Yeah, it was an event. They had them ever so often, like maybe once a month or once every 2 months.
Do you remember the names of any of the plays?
I can't remember.
What was the first one you ever saw?
Oh, goodness. I can't remember that.
I believe you mentioned.
We saw so many of them.
Oftentimes Cabin.
Well, that was at the Powers Theater.
Oh, well, let's talk for a minute about the Powers.
But I can't tell you anything about that except that show, and I can just barely remember that.
But the Powers was before the Lincoln.
Yeah, then it caught on fire. It burned, but I can't remember. All I can remember was Uncle Tom's Cabin, that's all. But the Lincoln, I could remember pretty well, because we never missed a show, I don't think.
Did they have matinees and evening productions?
No.
All in the evening?
Just evening, the big shows.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I just can't think of the name of any of them right now.
These people stayed overnight? Just a one-night stand?
Oh, yes, it was a one-night stand. Between Decatur, Chicago, and St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. So Decatur was well situated.
Yes.
On the train.
Yes. Of course, they had a lot of scenery and everything to set up. And
exciting.
Yes, it was. It was. Everybody enjoyed those shows.
Well, let's talk about some other parts of downtown as well as the Lincoln Theater. What about department stores?
Well, that was the big one. That was the nicest one.
What was that?
Yeah, Gushard's was the name of it. It was about, I think, 5 floors, and the top floor, no, there were 7 floors, and the 2 top floors were offices.
And where was this located?
On Water and Main, right where the, let's see.
Where
Water and William, where the Kmart's toy store is. Okay. Yeah.
Where the old Carson store was.
Yeah. And it was really a nice store. Then across the street they had one, Gephardt's store, then Stewart's. They had 2 or 3 smaller stores. Downtown is entirely different now than it was. I can't tell you much more about it.
Mrs. Holder, maybe we should put on the record that the Lincoln Theater was built in 1913.
Yes.
And that was after the Powers Opera House had burned.
Oh, long after.
Several years after it had burned.
Let's see, I think that would be.
So
couldn't be too much, though.
No, we're talking about early in the century, about 1913 was when the Lincoln was built.
Yes, I did. I found that out for sure. I looked it up on a record.
Well, Mrs. Holder, we've talked about a lot of changes that have come about in Decatur.
Yes.
Do these changes seem to you to be better or worse, or how do you feel about them?
Well, I think they're worse.
It was a good life that you lived.
Yes, not.
We do have, we've lost quite a bit for some people.
Yes, and of course around here there was a lot of vacant ground.
And now of course it's all built up.
Yes, it's all built up.
What do you think about the future of Decatur?
I don't know.
You're not too optimistic?
I don't know what the... You haven't got that on, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not gonna
tell. All right. any rate, we know that Decatur had a very interesting past.
Yes.
And you had a very pleasant life when you were growing up and in the early days of
yes.
Decatur. So we like to remember the times and to see what...
Oh, yeah, there was another club. Well, they probably know a lot about
what
that.
What is that?
Country Club.
Where was that?
Old Country Club was in Southmoreland, where Southmoreland is.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 9-hole golf course.
No longer standing.
No, Southmoreland's there now.
Mm-hmm.
All those homes are built
yes.
up there. And then they built this the new one out southeast of town.
Mm-hmm.
18-hole golf
yes.
course, you know where it is.
Yes, that's right.
And of course we always play golf.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since I can remember.
Yes. Well, it was a very pleasant life that you
had. It was.
And we certainly appreciate your telling us
well,
about it.
I didn't
it sounded like a lot of fun when
it
you were
was.
Growing up and in those
I
days.
Tell it very well.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for sharing your reminiscences with
We'd
us.
We'd like to have you get in touch with Irma.
All right. You have been listening to the reminiscences of Mrs. Charlotte Wade Holder, that is Mrs. Jim Holder, and this is Betty Turnell.